Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Mate, now there's some flood funding available for people in our region.
There is, but firstly, I'd just like to thank all of our SES volunteers, emergency services personnel and residents who rolled up their sleeves to sandbag businesses and homes in several towns over these last few days. We've seen some fantastic displays of community spirit. So to all of our emergency services personnel, SES, RFS, a big thank you. Now, there is disaster recovery funding available. It's been extended now to Blaney and Cabon, and it's help for people whose homes or belongings have been damaged. It's support for affected local councils, concessional interest rate loans for small businesses, freight subsidies for primary producers, and grants for eligible not-for-profits. If you need any information on how you can access that, just go to Service New South Wales onto their website or call 13788.
Okay. All right. Now, Dixon's Long Point, I believe we're underway. We're doing some initial studies with regard to the geotechnical work.
Yeah, we've finally been able to get the geotech drilling rigs down there. So that is happening. It hasn't been easy, again, with the wet weather because it's pretty steep there. But the geotech work is underway on Dixon's Long Point. So that work basically is going to drill down quite a long way into the ground. I think it's like 20 or 30 metres to find out what the rock formations are. And then once we find out what the rock formations are, after that, you'll have a much clearer idea about what the ultimate price of it will be. But we had to do the geotech work first before we could let the contract, because it's such a big unknown quantity. It has such a huge impact on the tender price. We couldn't get the geotech drilling rigs down there because we had to very carefully work through the issues with the traditional owners and the cultural heritage issues, which we've done in a very important, I think, effort of cooperation and mutual respect and trust. So Dixon's Long Point is moving.
Good news. All right. Now, the Banking Task Force, they're coming to visit us.
Yes, they will be here on December the 8th. And so it's a really good opportunity for our local people to get before the task force. If you want to make a submission, you can email regionalbanking@treasury.gov.au, or you can just give our office a call on 6361 7138. But these bank closures have been devastating right around the region. We obviously know that Blaney and Cabon and Molong have been hit hard, but there's no standalone bank branch in the Shire of Cabon anymore, and it's happening all over regional Australia. So I've been calling for an inquiry for a long time, and because we've been so vocal about it in our area, the Regional Banking Task Force is coming to our town.
Yeah, good. All right. Now, there's a bit of a, online media companies are being told they need to pull their head in a bit and look after the people that are using their sites.
Yeah, the Australian government's introducing legislation to try to make it easier to identify anonymous trolls and pursue those making potentially defamatory claims on social media. At the moment, you've got people who can basically put up whatever they like, and a lot of the time it just stays there. A lot of it's defamatory, and it can be very, very damaging to people's not only reputations, but also their mental health and their well-being. And so basically what we're saying to the social media giants is that you're going to be on the hook for the defamatory comments unless you put in place a system whereby you identify those online trolls and stop keeping them anonymous so that action can be taken against them, including taking down their very damaging posts about people.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and good idea indeed, because it's easy to sit back from the safety of your lounge room with your computer and or your phone in your hand and slate the world, but you need to be held accountable for what you say online. Absolutely. I'm with Andrew G, the Federal Member for Clare. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll catch you soon on the show.
Thanks. Have me on the show, Neil.